Wade Reff, here with the Chief Organizer's Report. Is there no line the President won't cross? This is not a schoolyard fight. This is not a street corner yelling match. These are statements from the President of the United States, who is expected to set a moral and political course for the country and its people. To equivocate, retract, and then double down in his support of violence, racism, and anti-Semitism is unconscionable. And it matters. Buried in one of the tens of articles about these outrages in the daily papers was this bulletin from North Carolina, which is outrageous, but clearly of a piece with the President's position. Cooper, governor of North Carolina, also said the legislature should defeat a bill which has passed the State House and is pending in the Senate that would grant immunity to drivers who hit protesters. The bill was introduced before the car attack at the demonstration in Charlottesville. Those who attack protesters, weaponizing their vehicles like terrorists, should find no safe haven in our state, Governor Cooper said to the New York Times. What are they saying? Are they inviting the Charlottesville killer to drive and kill in North Carolina? I'm not pulling your leg. This was really printed in the Times and was really passed by the elected House of Representatives from the North Carolina legislature. It's unbelievable that any group of elected officials of any persuasion would ever have given immunity to the kind of tragedy which we just witnessed in Charlottesville, killing one and injuring a score of people. It's one thing to outlaw all protests, which I'm sure some of them have considered as well, but to say that it should be allowable for cars to be deliberately driven into crowds of protesters with the intent to injure, maim, and kill on a free pass, get out of jail card is unimaginable, despite the fact that it is true. This is the kind of politics that Trump is legitimizing. Clearly, he can't control himself, but as clearly, he must be controlled. Seemingly not by top business executives who must understand how their brands, businesses, and customers are hurt by such divisiveness and violence. Yes, five business people and two labor leaders have resigned from the American Manufacturing Council, and three have left the strategy and policy forum over different issues, but that's out of 45 active seats, so 38 remain in a hall of silence and shame. The head of Walmart criticized the president, but insisted he was going to stay on the council, which gives the president the equivalent of a 5-yard penalty for offsides while he continues to take his team, whatever that team is, towards the same goal line. Since there seems to be no line that President Trump won't cross, no truth that he will embrace, or unity that he is able to support, what will it finally take for all of us to collectively to determine that we now must draw the line and force him behind it? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.